everybody. My name is Tabitha G, and I'm an addict from the Eastern Bay Area. My heart's racing. Right? Thank you for the comic relief. I'm not that person usually. I'm the emotional one. I'm the tearjerker. We all have our strengths, right? So it's an honor to be here today. It's an honor to be a member of Narcotics Anonymous, and I'm just going to put this out there because I have to. Like, I really struggle with sticking with topic meetings, but this is a topic meeting, so I'm going to do my best, so please bear with me. The war is over. So when I heard that topic, when somebody reached out to me and said, would you like to share this meeting for us? For one, God called. I picked up the phone and asked me to do something, and I said yes. Yeah. Period. That's all I would ever do. Right? And then I started thinking about the title of War is Over. Now, most of you in this room don't know who I am, but war is nothing that I appreciate. I don't like battles. I don't like war. I don't like conflict. I really struggle with these things. Like when I moved to Maryland from Chicago, I got one of those Maryland license plates that said the War of 1812 on it. I couldn't have that on my car because I didn't want to have war be something I looked at it on a regular basis. I hate that word. Personally, I can't embrace it. I'm about love and unity and connection and acceptance. That's where I am today, at least. I don't know that I was way back then. So I really struggled with that, and I had to look up the definition of war. You know, like, what is war? Well, obviously, it's a battle between... I've got it written down on my phone. I'm not going to... It is a battle, right? But a war is more than a battle. A war is made up of many battles. And that's something that I do connect with, because I had a lot of battles. Now, we've all had our own battles, and I am not the person who will ever stand up in front of a group of Narcotics Anonymous members and tell you where I used, how much I used, who I used with, how much it cost me, where I did any of that. That's not what this is about, because no. The readings tell me that. You know, I need to stay out of that stuff. But there was battles from the beginning in, you know, this fellowship, the symbol for it, really tells us that this fellowship is about the all-inclusive nature of the disease of addiction. It's not about any particular manifestation. And I can look at the manifestations that have been in my life since the earliest of years. You know, for most of us, we end up in these rooms because drugs were an issue and they caused us major problems in our life, and that was something that we needed to get past. For me, that was a part of my story, but my story goes beyond that. You know, the manifestations in my life are many, and I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about all that stuff, but I'm going to anyways. So, like, you know, food was an early issue for me, and it's now, of course, I'm at that layer of the onion peel again, because, you know, there's so many layers. But the battle started with food. It's interesting, when I was a young girl, about 10 years old, in the school that I was going to, they had a therapist of some sort who would come into the school on a weekly basis, and he took a group of us aside and wanted us to stop watching television for a week, because he was doing a study on television addiction. And I remember how hard that week was without TV. And flash forward all these years where we've got binge watching. Anyone else do that? I'm a Netflix junkie, you know. I was just talking with someone about that in the car on the way here, you know. So, at any rate, the war, you know, all these little battles that made up this big, gigantic thing that was going on in my life. And when I looked up and did a little bit of research about war and what the hell am I going to talk about in this topic that I don't feel connected to, what I realized is, when does a war end? And the image came to my mind of the good old-fashioned stick with a white flag on it, right? And I really meant to grab my first white key tag, because there is my white flag. You know, we all grab that when we make that choice to surrender to Narcotics Anonymous, to this new way of thinking. For me, it started years ago. I had a roommate, and she did a lot of drugs, way more than I ever touched. She really did. And she ended up getting clean, and she went to a rehab of some sort, and she came back, and she was going to meetings, and she had these books in her bedroom, and I remember all of that. And then one day she poured herself over the threshold of our front door and couldn't even get through the doorway. And I pulled her in and got her taken care of, but I remembered that there was a book on her floor. It was some big blue book. It was a basic text, and that beautiful blue color. And I went and I grabbed it because I wanted to see if there was something in there that would tell me how to help her. Right? And so here I was, still using, and my first introduction to the Narcotics Anonymous basic text. That night, while getting high, I continued to read the first 10 chapters of the basic text. And in there, I read my story. You know, I connected with so many different things. And for a while, I surrendered. I started going to meetings. I changed my life. I got rid of all the people that were in my life because they were all using except for... No, they were all using. Because I didn't know how to have friends that weren't, you know. Like seeks like, words of a feather, water seeks its own level, right? So yeah, I was doing that. And I left all those people behind. I moved home. I went back to school. Life was good. I was going to meetings. I was getting what I needed. I had a sponsor that I never used. I only know what her name was and what year it was because she gave me a bookmark. It was a homemade little bookmark, and on the back it had her name and it had her phone number and the year. And I thought that was really a neat idea, just so you guys all know. And I stayed around for about 4 months. But then this was in Chicago in the 90s, and I was a cigarette smoker. And the meetings were filled with cigarette smoke back then. And I remember that at some point, about 60 days into being clean, I had all this, you know, vigor for being clean. And I realized for me that cigarette smoking was a part of my disease. And so I was like, I gotta quit smoking cigarettes. 60 days clean. Yeah, right? And so I did. And then I was going to these meetings in this one basement room with ashtrays down the center table and billows of smoke everywhere. And I managed that for about 60 days. So I had about 4 months clean when I said, you know what, I can't keep white knuckling it through a meeting. It's too much. And I kind of felt like, because of course I hadn't heard what I needed to hear yet. It wasn't sinking in. I wasn't listening. So I decided to take it out of Narcotics Anonymous, and I went to a therapist, and I was like, this is one-on-one. It's all about me. I'll get better this way, you know, faster than talking about all you. And so I did that, and that worked for, I don't know, 6, 10 months, something like that. And then I made friends, because remember, I had left all my friends. Narcotics Anonymous kind of became my social outlet, but it wasn't like I was going to events or doing anything like that. I was just going to meetings once a day. So about a year into it, I relapsed. But somebody taught me once that I really didn't relapse. This is an important thing because I never picked up steps. I never used my sponsor. I never really developed a foundation. I just went out and resumed. I started getting high again. You know, I think relapse, and this is what somebody taught me once, implies that we've actually made some effort in our war, you know, in the battle. And I didn't do that back then. So flash forward a whole bunch of years, life's miserable again. And I'm in this place where I'm lonely, and I'm on the internet a lot, and I knew my self-esteem was really low, so I got online and I searched for how to improve my self-esteem. And I found this fellowship that was really amazing. It had all this information. It was fabulous. And yet they didn't have meetings. And they said, you know, if you're interested in improving your self-esteem, go to one of these major anonymous programs. And I looked at the bookshelf right behind me, And there was my Narcotics Anonymous basic text from 12, 13 years ago. And I was like, oh, I wonder if they're talking about self-esteem there. And right? And it was at a time when I had changed everything. The I don't want to call it a career path because it wasn't really, but the job that I had, she's laughing. I was a stripper, you know? So I kind of changed the direction that I had gone in life. I quit that line of work, so I didn't have any cash coming in. And I knew I wanted to change what I was doing because I was dating this guy, and I knew that if I ever wanted to be with him, that I might need to have something different going on in my life. Like, I needed to not be getting high all the time. And he really didn't even know I was getting high because I was really good at hiding it because, of course, he was in a different state. That made it really easy. I don't know about you guys, but long-distance relationships are easier to maintain because they don't see the everyday stuff going on. Right? So, at any rate, I lost my train of thought. I hate that.
Stripper.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's why I don't like saying it, because I don't want that to be the focus of conversation, because that's such an old part of my personality. So I had quit what I was doing for a living. I had no money coming in. I wanted something different, and I knew that my self-esteem sucked. I knew that the decisions that I had been making in my life time and time again were taking me down a path that I did not want to be going down. And it was the battle. It was one of the battles. You know, it was like I would tell myself I'm not going to do this anymore, and then I would do that. Or I wouldn't even think that this was a thing that I could ever end up doing, and then I did it. You know, like I kept losing these power struggles. The battle was internal. The battle was with the disease, and I was really struggling with that. So I went online. I found this. I see the book. I go to the Narcotics meeting, not Anonymous meeting. 48 hours clean. I was broke. It wasn't like it was. I wanted to be clean. It kind of was, but it was. I was broke, and I kind of wanted something different. And I showed up, and I heard a lot of blah, 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 keep coming back. Blah, 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 call before you use. Wah, 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 I don't know what you said. You know, I don't remember most of it, but I did. I kept coming back. And, you know, that's when the surrender happened. Like, in that first choice, I went to that meeting. That was the start of it, when I finally raised my hand and said, my name's Tabitha and I'm an addict. I swear, it's like, if I had had a stick with a white flag on it, I would have felt even more connected to it. But going up and getting a white key tag, you know, this is the start of surrender for me. I really struggled when I started working on steps eventually with acknowledging my powerlessness and unmanageability in my life. Because, you know, I'm a girl who grew up in the 70s, girl power. And, like, we all have a strength within us, and I felt like powerlessness was something that I really struggled with acknowledging. But at some point, talking with those who I trusted who were in my network, I came to connection with that level of powerlessness and understanding the unmanageability in my life. Like, I felt like everything was okay because I was still in my apartment, I still had my dog, I still had my car, I still could find work, but I struggled with that. Eventually I found it, and, you know, I realized that when it comes with to battles and power struggles of any kind, that we need the tools to help us win the battle. For me, the tools have been working the steps of Narcotics Anonymous, and the spiritual principles that are confined within each one of them. Those principles have changed my life in a way that I would not have ever imagined. It put me on a completely different path than I was once on. You know, whereas I didn't have self-esteem, I didn't have self-respect, I didn't know how to get up and go through a day without getting high. All of those things are things that I can do today and that I have, which I'm very grateful for. I'm running out of things to say, and I don't want to, because I feel like this is such an opportunity. And you know, when I got up here, and I do what I always do, is I ask God to speak to me and through me and just put it out there what it is that needs to be said. And, you know, I will tell you that the current battle that I'm struggling with, like the war on drugs, that's over. But the battle of the bulge is what's happening right now. I'm really struggling with that. Food is an issue for me, and it has been for a long time. And I realize that people who are coming in who haven't been around a while may not be connected to that topic yet, but that's where I am. Are you telling me 5 minutes? Okay, thank you. But that's where I am right now. And, you know, I talked to my sponsor about this yesterday because I don't feel like that's the topic that's appropriate for this format. And, you know, she said that we need to keep it on the drugs because that's what brought you in the room and that's what this convention is about. And I don't know that I told her, okay, I'll listen to what my sponsor says. But I got to talk about it because that is the battle right now. Cheeseburgers are awesome. So, you know, years ago, I worked at a company that had a candy jar out in front of me. And I'm going to say this all in 5 minutes or less. They had a candy jar that was as far from me as you are. No, right? And I looked at that candy jar every day, and as soon as the other two people in my office got up and walked out to do something, I was in that candy jar. I would grab a handful, shove them in my drawer, and I'd eat one at a time and throw out the wrappers until one day when somebody came in the office and he's like, who's eating all this candy? And it was all my wrappers. There had to be 20 of them in there, and that was just a day's worth of candy. So then the guilt and shame shows up, and that's when I had to start flipping the paper over so they couldn't see the wrappers anymore. This was years ago. And eventually, after, I even asked my employer, can we move the candy jar? You know, and they wouldn't. After about 5 years of that, they eventually did because they realized how much candy they were buying to put in there. And really, I was eating more of it than the other 20 people in our company. And I can laugh about that now, but what I'm struggling with is that all of a sudden, in this past month and a half or so, that manifestation is rearing its ugly head in, period. It's just rearing its ugly head, and I'm really struggling with it. Like, I pray to my higher power on a daily basis to please help me make healthy choices. I'm a health and wellness coach. Not that I'm promoting myself, but this is a part of what I do for my life. I help other people on their path to being healthier. And here I am with a 10, how big is this bag of M&Ms? In my desk drawer, grabbing handfuls at a time. Multiple times in a day. And again, still hiding it. And this is my current life. So this is where I struggled and what I talked with my sponsor about. The war is over. I made it in here. I surrendered to Narcotics Anonymous, and I surrendered to this lifestyle, and I know that the tools are there that will help me through any battle that rears its ugly head in my life again. And this is one of them. So, I put that all out there. If you guys see me in the future, make sure I don't have any M&M's stashed in my purse. I'm very grateful to have been here today. I love you all. I love Narcotics Anonymous. I love the fact that God gave me this opportunity to stay clean another day.